Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So I'm carrying on commenting about what's going on in this Russo-Ukrainian war, which has been going on for, what, is it 525 days now? Because a Russian airborne troops commander blurted out a deeply humiliating and worrying statistic from a Russian point of view. And this is not to suggest that Ukrainian casualties are negligible. I don't have any data about them, but I'd be fascinated if I did, and I would certainly reveal that. Anyway, so on Zvezda, which is a media outlet controlled by the Russian Defense Ministry, he has said that 8,500 members of the Russian airborne forces were wounded over the past year and a bit, 18 months or so since Russia's illegal and unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. And so 8,500 wounded. He didn't say anything to indicate the number who were killed, but they estimate, you know, on average, there are three wounded for every one killed. Now, wounded varies greatly. If it's one drop of blood, is that a wound? If it's a bruise, is it a wound or whatever? If you have to have a bit of your little toe amputated, I suppose that's a wound, right up to being a quadruple amputee or something like that. So some of these people who are wounded can recover very quickly and go up to full capacity. That's it. Others of them, you know, are completely hors de combat permanently. Anyway, so that was Mikhail Teplinsky, who no doubt will not have endeared himself to the top brass for having said that. It was staggeringly stupid to blurt that one out. Now, why on earth would he say if it wasn't true? There's no indication he did anything other than canine in his obeisance to the Putin regime. So because it's obviously deeply unhelpful for Putin to claim this is a special military operation, nothing to look at here apart from their many resounding retreats and defeats, but the casualties aren't significant because, of course, it's not a war, it's a special military operation. It's going on for a year and a half, the longest special military operation in history and one of the least successful. Let's round up to 9,000. If 9,000 wounded, you assume 3,000 are killed. Of course, 3,000 is a bit of is rounding it up. So let's put it down to something like 2,500. Is very easily over 10,000 casualties. Of course, a few will be captured. Often they're captured already wounded. So he said that yesterday on Wednesday, the 2nd of August, and it was on Paratroopers Day, which was 93 years since the Soviet Union founded its paratrooper forces. And the other thing is, they are fine physical specimens. They're a real spearhead force. So they have to be in excellent physical condition to get in, have a higher standard of fitness than the average soldier. And obviously, thought to be very valiant because it takes a lot of guts to jump out of a plane thousands of meters up, trusting yourself to a parachute. I couldn't do it. So some people, you know, even in peacetime, just wouldn't quite believe this parachute's going to work and to be getting deep in behind enemy lines. So losing a paratrooper is more of a blow than losing an ordinary infantryman to the Russian army. So, yeah, this came out on Zvezda's website. And then on its channel on Telegram, which is a messaging app, which is very popular in Russia and a few other erstwhile Soviet countries. Now, not surprising, it was taken down inexplicably a few hours later. Well, I think I can expostulate the reason. The most likely motive is that it was deeply embarrassing for the Kremlin, so they had to take this down. I remember publishing anything that doesn't come from official Russian military sources is a crime in Russia, punished by up to 15 years in prison, if it's something touching on the Russo-Ukrainian conflict. Now, but you may say, but he is an official Russian military source. He's commander of their airborne forces, for goodness sake. So he's in a position to know. So I think it was just a moment of madness for him through inadvertence. Did he forget himself, say that you don't reveal this? Because remember, that number of wounded of the airborne forces alone is way, way higher than the number of deaths they've admitted to. Admittedly, talking about those who have been wounded, not those who have been killed. So Agentstvo, which is this independent media outlet, they saw this, they have been taken down today, and they said suspect it's because the defense ministry said, we can't do that, that'd be very demoralizing. So is it September 2022 was the last time the Russian Ministry of Defense, they disclosed their overall number of killed, and they said it was 5,937, okay? So there's obviously gonna be multiples of that. Up to 10 times that number would be the real figure, of course, bearing in mind we're almost 11 months on since they published that. So there was an open source analysis of this, and they suggest that several thousand Russian paratroopers had been killed in Ukraine. Well, I mean, I think several thousand seems high to me. I think with 3,000 at most. I remember they've been using to defend trenches around Bakhmut. Now, why would you squander such highly trained troops, so the best offensive operations, on manning trenches, which any idiot can do, so I'm told. I've never been a military man, as I've often said. As I said, it's one of the simplest things to do, needs the least training, because they're so short of numbers. I won't say manpower. Aha, feminists, you can't get me for being sexist, because obviously women could do these things far better than me, for instance. Anyway, so the BBC's Russian service, together with Media Zona, an independent Russian media outlet, they did an analysis of this, of looking at for open sources, as in local newspapers, websites, the Union of Russian Soldiers Committees, I think it's been declared illegal, a so-called extremist organization, which did so much to provide succor to Russian soldiers who were suffering, who weren't provided with ample kit or whatever, or rations or anything, to try and get some sort of information about men who'd gone missing, where their remains were buried, if their prisons out of the enemy. But that's been closed down. But anyway, various things which were published in the Russian media, reports of funerals, and Media Zona and BBC Russian Language Service, they trawled through all this, and by July the 30th this year, 2023, they found that 1,832 paratroopers had been killed in the war in Ukraine. Most of them they could name, because the news report will say name of whoever paratrooper killed in Ukraine, buried at home in Chelyabinsk or wherever else it was. So that's a heavy blow for them, because they're just not so easy to replace. But you always got to be even-handed about this, and everybody knows where my sympathies lie, so full disclosure. Obviously, I want Ukraine to be liberated. I'm not anti-Russian in the least. I'm very happy to go back to Russia, very happy to work there again. I really want to visit St. Petersburg, for instance. I count many Russians as dear friends. I'm certainly against Putin's fascist regime, and obviously Russians would be far better off if that falls too. And I say, well, that's up to them. It is. Of course, they're not given a choice, because their elections are totally rigged. They've got no free media, and so on. And the civic society just doesn't exist, because he's closed everything out of being so-called extremists, which is not completely under his thumb, and it's not just simply a foghorn for him. So the war continues apace, but offensive operations are going to become more difficult, because this Ukrainian offensive is going to peter out quite soon. They've retaken about 300 square kilometers. I might think it's rather unimpressive, but then Russia's got some really tough defenses to get through. Let's say if you can really get through them, then you could fan out and turn a trickle into a flood, pushing the Russians back. At some point, their morale will crack. There's really no sign of that now. I mean, very few desertions on the Russian side. You know, just surrendering to the Ukrainians, not very much of that, not on a huge scale, or even running away and hiding at home, hiding in the forest, which suggests that Russian morale is not as brittle as some hoped. Okay, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And remember, I do online lessons in history, politics, religious studies, French, citizenship, anything of that nature, in just foreign language, teaching people for IELTS or whatever. All right, goodbye then. Thank you.